This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
So what does dark alcohol do to you? Think about that.
Makes me a lover, not a fighter.
And then what does white alcohol do for you? Makes you a little testy.
A little bit testy.
Anyway, that's the challenge of the day. But this is SDORC Dirt Radio, and this segment is, or this hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Great guys. If you got a business with a cash register and, you know, employees and you're having trouble keeping them employed, go with the self-checkout. I mean, the big guys do it. Why can't you? This is a national cash register company, kind of a subsidiary. They'll come out to your location, take a look. If it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, they won't even mess with it. You can call them at 800-540-2149. Talk to the team. Tell them you heard it right here on Dirt Radio. And they'll come out. Won't cost anything. Take a look. If it works, like I said, it works. If it doesn't, no problem. But just think of the money you'll save on employees, benefits, retirement, you know, presents during their birthday, you know, all that crazy stuff. Also, can we talk about them?
Yeah, we can head out for site logistics.
Because they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're going to go to the desert and do any kind of an event and you need to have people that are, you know, authorized by all of the powers to be, well, that's Alpha Site Logistics. They've been serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Give them a call, 760-352-8383. So how'd the cleanup go there, young lady?
It was absolutely fantastic.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I'm thoroughly impressed with Desert Cleanse. Or I'm sorry, Clean Desert Project. Uh-huh. I was hanging out with Desert Cleanse Project, Colin and Jill, all day yesterday from Joshua Tree to do the cleanup. But Clean Desert Product, Adam put it on.
Did you get a few bags of trash?
We did pick up a few bags of trash, but there was actually a couple hundred people out there picking up trash.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah, it was really. We had to fight to get trash.
Oh, wait.
Hey guys, I'm on too. We had about 400 people sign up.
Who is this guy?
This is Ed Stoven.
Oh, I thought.
Calling in.
They said somebody homeless was calling in. Okay, well, it must be Ed Stoven. What are you doing? Oh, yeah. Somebody said you're hungover. Is that why you're not in?
Oh, my God. I did a little drinking, but only recreational.
But you don't even drink.
I was drinking Jack Daniels and Coke.
But you don't drink.
Which means it was a great night.
Okay. I get thirsty. Yeah, I had the surfboard propped up on two dirt bikes, and
that'll do it.
It's tiki bar.
You're doing the tiki bar. Are you still out there?
I am. I'm sitting on my three wheeler, overlooking Salton City and the Salton Sea. I'm kind of, if you know where the water tanks are, I'm over by there.
You got your helmet on?
No, it's off.
But you have it.
I know. It's hard. Sometimes I forget to take it off. We're camped about 2 miles in from North Marina, and I'm with a whole group of guys. One of my longtime friends, Andy, and two of his sons, and then four of their friends. So yesterday I went on a ride. I led a ride with the kids. The kids, they're in their 20s.
That's what off-roading is all about. Even though you listen to the show every Sunday, it's really about family, getting together with the family, enjoying probably one of the most beautiful scenic areas ever, which is out where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. The gorges and the ravines.
The nighttime.
It's really beautiful out there.
Yeah, the night, the sun. I mean, the stars. I mean, there's so many stars you couldn't count them.
It was a really bright, starry sky until the moon came up, and the moon was pretty beautiful. It's a few days after full, but it was still Yeah, and I was showing people how to find the North Star, which is fun. You know, it's from, you reference it from the Big Dipper. And what's interesting about that is all the stars in the sky rotate about the North Star. The North Star sits still. So if you're ever lost in the desert at night, you can tell which way is north.
Should just be a different color.
It's
well, really, if you can't find it, if it was red, it would be easy. Give me that look.
How are you going to change the galaxy? Well, come on, Dave.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Ocasio-Cortez.
Powerful man. Just powerful guy.
She can change.
So we had a great cleanup. And you know what gets people to a cleanup? Nothing gets them out there like having a big raffle. And there's a lot of great raffles. There's cash prizes and lots of gear. I remember there were some boots and.
Yeah, Gravel Kings is a San Diego company, and Gravel Kings donated over $3,000 in cash prizes. Six people walked away with $500 cash money out of the prizes yesterday.
Who's Gravel King?
They're a trucking company.
A trucking company?
Yeah, they're a trucking company.
No.
Yeah.
They must be off-roaders.
They're off-roaders for sure. They were out there with their gear and their setup. You had Blake Wilkie was out there. We had Wilkie on. There's a new Racer Coffee Company was there. RV Medical. So if you have anything wrong with your RV, RVMD was out there. RV Medics, and they'll come out. Mobile Repair, you bring it to their shop. They're really awesome people. Great group of that was out there. Racer Coffee was there. Who else was there? American Sand Association was there. Uncharted Society, which is a newer one. Dirt Design donated. They had like, I want to say 200, 300 hats with some shirts and stuff that they donated. So everybody walked away with something.
At the raffle shooting group? That was the gun place. They had not ammunition, but they had gun stuff. I forget the name.
So are all those vendors still out there? Or are they gone?
Everybody left.
Yeah, it was just a one-day
And you
thing.
Went and got all the names and contact information from all the vendors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Blue Inn was there.
You're changing.
Way too hot beef jerky.
By the way, you're changing the subject. Did you get all that information?
Oh, yeah. Audrey and I got it all.
Audrey's shaking her head. She's honest.
I didn't. I walked around, and as a participant, I shook hands, introduced myself, said who I am, exchanged business cards with a few different people that I needed to make sure that I made faces that were there.
We've got to give these people some airtime and thank them.
Oh, you can sure
maybe some advertising dollars.
Oh, yeah.
You knew I was going to bring this up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally know what you were getting at with that.
And you knew Ed knows what I was bringing up. That's why I went to, I don't know, Blue Moon's Pancakes. I don't know what he's
No, Blue Inn. Blue Inn has new owners, and they have.
What's the Blue Inn?
Blue Inn is like a destination spot out there. They used to sell gas. It's they don't sell gas anymore, but it's a cafe restaurant. And
really?
Then behind it, they used to own the RV resort, but it's now separate from them. There's a new RV resort out there. Yeah.
Out in Ocotillo?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Full hookups.
Good food. Good food.
Excellent food. And even they make their own beef jerky. Oh, my gosh, the beef jerky.
Really?
That she walked around yesterday. She had a tub full, the new owner, and I'm blanking out on her name. She was the sweetest lady. She spent like 5 minutes
CJ Stewart.
CJ, yep.
CJ Stewart.
Yes, CJ.
She's the cousin of the owner, and she's been going out there to work. A long time.
Yeah.
She gave me a bag. I stopped by on the way to where I am here, and she says, oh, take a bag of beef jerky. That's delicious.
It was the best beef jerky I've had in a while. Aside from going up to Bishop and going to Mahogany Meats.
I've never been there. I've seen them all over social media. Are they good?
Oh, Mahogany Meats is some of the best.
And where do you got to go?
There's two locations. The main one started in Bishop, and then they have a new like master facility that they ship out, which is in Santa Monica, I believe. But their beef jerky is up there with Mahogany Meats. Blue Inn beef jerky.
Blue Inn. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds interesting. Well, are you going to be coming home soon, or are you still laying on your back?
I'm sitting on my three-wheeler. Probably tonight. It depends what the other guys want to do.
Yeah.
You have tomorrow off, don't you?
Yeah, don't you have tomorrow off for your president?
And I'm president. if anybody wants to stay, I'll stay and ride with them.
Sure.
If everybody leaves, I'll leave.
Break your heart, huh?
Well, I like to ride.
Well, I was going to say, you don't get as much riding in as you probably would like to.
Yeah, that's a problem. And we had a spirited ride. I love putting the screws down on the young guys, the young, the good riders, they go to a track and they do all the jumps on the pro track. Like, these are serious motocross guys. And they follow me in the desert, and I got to stop and wait for them. It's pretty gratifying to really put the screws down on the young.
Nice.
Yeah, you're such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break. You went over the time limit. Turn the wind down. This is S-E-O-R-Z Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to S-E-O-R-Z Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by the man, the myth. In fact, Brittany just went out to Wayne Miller Tire.
Well, Wayne Miller sponsors Barona.
She was looking for, I think, a tire on her car or something, and she didn't know where to go. And then she says, "I didn't even recommend it." She says, "I'm going out to Wayne Miller."
Oh, good.
Came back happy.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. Give him a call, 619-596-2800.
All right. So Ed's out at the desert. He's given some... road tests and giving people rides. You guys had a great cleanup.
Ocotillo Wells yesterday.
Right.
I can't even tell you how much trash they removed. They had, I think every park employee there, they had, I want to say three, and they weren't even the 40 yard. They were the larger. So I think there's 60 yard roll offs that they had.
You know what makes
me
crazy?
They overfilled it.
When was the last cleanup? A month?
I haven't put on a cleanup.
No. The last cleanup we talked about. Has it been a month old, month and a half old?
The Dunes one we did a month ago.
And how much did you collect then?
Oh, a lot.
Are these people coming in with air transporters and dropping their local trash?
No.
Where is this all coming from?
I want to say the majority of the trash that I saw yesterday is windblown trash. And the majority of the trash
How do you determine windblown over dropping out of the side of your buggy?
Blows into the bushes.
Yeah, like a lot of bags, a lot of...
So no refrigerators.
Nothing big. So where the big stuff was, the one guy who came back and he had the biggest load that I had seen said that he went over towards the Blue Inn and went under San Felipe under the bridge and did San Felipe wash in. And that's a popular shooting spot too. Because you can go to Blue Inn for lunch and then you go down San Felipe Wash. San Felipe Wash is a drop-in, so it has a 5-foot ledge. In the wash.
And the wind blows it right down there, basically, is what you're saying. Okay, well.
And by the way, we're not allowed to shoot guns in Ocotillo Wells Park.
It's a state park.
To any state park. If you go south of Highway 78 in San Felipe Wash, that becomes, it's private for a while, and then it becomes Bureau of Land Management, and you can shoot on BLM land.
Yes.
Right. Well, talking off air about events you got next weekend with shooting?
Yes, we were talking about Painted Gorge cleanup next weekend, which is on the other side of the desert. It's about 40 miles across the desert, or it's about an 80-mile to go around on the 86.
So you can bring your weapon with you.
This is going to be off the 8 at the bottom of the freeway in Ocotillo, not Ocotillo Wells, but at Painted Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
Off the 8 freeway is next weekend. So we've had several. Yeah, I mean, it's the season
you to
for
bring
us.
Your- Bring your Second Amendment rights out there and do some cleanup and then do a little practicing.
And then pick up some more stuff.
Dirt biking and shooting all at the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to have food too, I understand.
Hot dogs.
We should have.
Yeah.
And maybe
South
a tiki
Coast,
bar. You never
South
know.
South Coast RV in Chula Vista is sponsoring the hot dogs. They're going to bring out some hot dogs and stuff and. Set up and stage for us. Yep. Mm-hmm. South Coast RV has been a huge support for the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. If you need a job right now and they're looking for salespeople, they're looking for RV technicians because they're a service repair center as well.
Parts department.
Parts department. They need everybody there. So look them up. Give them a call. I know that they need some help. South Coast RV in Chula Vista. But Painted Gorge next weekend will be a great. We'll do some cleaning in the morning. Then we'll set up and do some shooting. 8 to 11 is cleaning. Shooting is going to be probably 11 to 1. And then 1 to 3, the Bureau of Land Management, we're going to they're going to be out there. We're going to have a BLM-hosted hike where we're going to do about a half mile in, half mile out, but where they close the gate in January, from January to June. They do a six-month closure for the bighorn breeding season. Bighorn sheep breeding season. Bighorn sheep.
That's right. In Painted Gorge, the actual gorge?
Yes, in Painted Gorge, the actual gorge. They're going to take us back and do a
hike. You might see some.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a very easy, it's a flat hike. It's not an extraneous one.
So you'll see
one.
Some X-rated goats?
I don't know, maybe.
Bring your video camera.
Hopefully we get to see the bighorn sheep. I would love to see some bighorn sheep out there. It's been a long time.
No, I haven't seen any in years.
Yeah, it's been a couple years for me. I saw them off the side of the 8 freeway.
Well, they must see them.
But yeah, they go out and they tag them and count them. Right. They camp between there and then Anza Borrego all the way over to Split Mountain. And then on the backside of Split Mountain, they go up into there.
So there you go. Riding, cleaning, shooting, eating, and walking. What more could you ask for?
Yeah.
In a beautiful location.
It'll be a great outdoor day.
And maybe a tiki bar if Ed gets out there early enough.
We'll see.
Oh, we have to rest and relax, do we?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been one week after another. So it's been.
I noticed. It seems, well, you know what? But I hate to say it, but it's never ending.
No, unfortunately not.
Now, how do you know where to go? Does the BLM or the Rangers say, hey, we got an area over here that's really trashed out. Could you guys come here?
No, this is just our annual. We have these set up in.
You go to the same place.
We go to the same places. This is because we go off-roading in these areas.
And you've never been, and you've never been disappointed.
No, unfortunately, there's always something. Although I went 2 weeks ago, not this weekend, but last weekend, I went and camped in Painted Gorge with my brother, and we went and drove through to try and lay out and see how bad the trash was. Because when we did it in 2020, it was really bad. We filled the 40-yard dumpster. We had David Byram out from Wymore Products in El Centro. He had his military 6x6 deuce out there, and we pulled out two burnt down cars. We pulled out a whole living room set, couch, TV, side tables, burnt to the ground, shot up. Refrigerators. We pulled out two refrigerators the last time.
People are crazy.
So, yeah, it's whatever they can take out
and shoot,
they do. And when I was out, last week with my brother, you know what I found? I think I found one spot that had like 20 helium tanks and propane tanks that were shot and left. And aside from that, I didn't find any big key. So I was very impressed with people packing it in and packing it out and treading lightly.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to do that? And maybe you could just do rides?
Yeah.
What a concept.
Just do a leave.
Well, I think with, not blowing our own horn, but I think with radio shows like us, periodicals like SNS, Ed writing for SNS and letting people know about the cleanups and how important it is that you pack it in and you pack it out. Maybe we can turn the tide.
Yeah.
Hopefully anybody that sells motorcycles or bikes, let these people know. If you're buying a three-wheeler or not three-wheeler, a 4x4 or a side-by-side, pack it in, pack it out. Those stickers ought to be all over everything. Don't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely tread lightly.
That's a good idea, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, if we just, let's just say we made up a bunch of stickers and went down to the local off-road shop, nice stickers, not very big, 3-inch by 3-inch, and say, can we stick one of these on every bike that goes off-road?
Yeah.
Free. Won't charge you anything. And all it has to say on the bottom is storc.org. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I bet if you did it, they probably, would they say no? I don't think so. Why would you say no? I mean, don't put it in the headlight. But I mean, put it someplace where, it's a little indiscreet.
The fork, shock fork.
Yeah, right. Down, put it on the seat. But I mean, I'm just saying, and educate the store.
It's all about education.
And then educating the store sales personnel.
Yeah. It's all about educating them. The more people that are educated and know better, the more respectful that they are.
You gotta quit your job. Wouldn't it be cool if you went to every off-road, every shop that sold side-by-sides and bikes and did a seminar
for, oh, yeah,
for the sales department?
Yeah.
Half hour.
That would
hour
be
at the tops. Mm. Pay you a few bucks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something?
I would love to do that.
I know you would.
I would love to.
Because I would do it too, but I'm tired. But you could do it. And you're way better looking than I am. So there's two. You got way more bonuses going your way than my way. But I mean, I jest, but I don't really, because that is the key.
Yep.
You know, and we really need to, you know, start, you know, I keep coming up with all these great ideas. Ed says I got great ideas everywhere. But we just need to implement them. Like, we should be going to grammar schools, and we should be going to junior highs. We should be going to high schools to a seminar and just talk about the desert, talk about the ocean, talk about, you know, not being crazy and trying to change the weather patterns, because I'm sorry, Mother Nature has more going on in her head than you do. But just educate these kids that if you do go, pack it in, pack it out. And, you know, if you've never been, talk your parents into taking you to the desert at night.
Yeah.
You'll see, you know, it's funny, Michelle and I, we were talking, and she says, I haven't seen a shooting star in a long time. I said, that's because we're not in the desert.
Friday night, I saw probably 20. It was absolutely amazing, yeah, just sitting around the fire
an air
Friday
show.
Night.
It's an air show.
Yeah, enjoying, yep.
Yeah.
I was up until about 10 o'clock. I went to bed at 10. That was Ed pulled in a half hour later. He's always a night bug.
Pulled in or rolled in?
He rolled in.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rolled in. He almost got stuck. He had to power through. It was awesome.
Really?
It was super soft sand out in Ocotillo this weekend.
How come?
Yeah, and then Jean rolled in the morning, and she got stuck right where Ed almost got stuck. But
why does the desert change? I mean, what makes it change? The rain?
The wind.
Just the wind.
The wind. The weather.
It hasn't rained out there in a long time, in a year or more.
So what? The wind blows like the silt on top of hard pack?
In December, it rained hard. The washes were overflowing. Yeah. It was San Felipe had a 4-foot. Yeah, it went up to the bridge on San Felipe in December when we had our downpour in December.
The plants ought to be happy.
And this spring, I guarantee you, we're going to have a major bloom. It's going to be a super bloom.
And that's another thing that a lot of people don't know about. Go out there during when the desert blooms. Holy moly.
It is some of the most beautiful in Ocotillo Wells when the desert blooms.
Yeah.
And not just that, the insects that come out, the butterflies that come out, the moths that come out.
Yeah.
I find some of the rarest moths in really? About March and April.
No
it is
kidding.
Some of the best time in
See?
The desert.
Write it down, folks. Put it on your calendar. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks. Check out San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Go to www.ssorm.com. Been around since 1982. It's your one stop for anything going on out in the desert. It gives you schedules. It gives you events, weather, stories, classifieds. If it's off-road, S&S knows about it. Keeps you up on the legal side as well as you know, the regulation side, whether it be through the BLM or the Forest Service or what have you. S&S is easy. Just go to www.ssorm.com. And PRMI Mortgage.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. He's here for any of your home buying needs. If you need an FHA loan or a VA loan, if you're just looking to refinance your home, reach out to Chris Wiley at Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. at 619-722-1303.
Exactly. All right, we got Ed Stovin out in the desert. Sitting on his three-wheeler, and we got Audrey in the house.
Yep.
She probably wishes she was out there.
Yeah, it was an absolutely beautiful day yesterday. They had a lot of people out there. We finished the cleanup, and we watched the Terra Crew guys. I don't know if you're on Instagram at all, but Terra Crew's gotten really big with their, following. Terra Crew is just a group of East County guys that built up their trucks and go out and thrash around. And so they get going.
Crazy videos.
They have, I mean, one of the trucks that was there yesterday must have been a $200,000 truck for sure with everything that they had into it. It was an older 1970 style one, and he was jumping that thing on Devil's Slide. And wow, I mean, those trucks, those guys, you can go to Instagram, look up Terra Crew. I guarantee you it's going to be all over TikTok and
T-E-R-R-A
Instagram
today.
Yep, T-E-R-R-A, Terra Crew.
So are you trying to tell me these are one of these hold my beer kind of guys?
Yes. Right. And then they do it in a line. There's multiple of them. They line up, and it's like one after
like
the other
show.
After the other after the oh, it's a whole show. It's a full on show, and they have their own guys that come through and set up, and they film it all and do it. They're huge supporters. They donated to the cleanup yesterday. They came out and supported the cleanup yesterday. They're trying to get more involved. And even though they do some really stupid stuff that other people should not do, and they are a little out of control at
but
the same
prepared.
Time.
They're prepared.
Are prepared for it. They're ready for it. They know how to handle the situation. They're not young and dumb, even though they are a little reckless.
Well, you know, it's like Evel Knievel. You wouldn't do 90%
100%
of what Evel Knievel would do, but you want to watch Evel Knievel.
And the spectators that they get and the following
huge.
That they get is huge. And so one of the things that I just want to talk about is the trail etiquette and the following. Going over to Devil's Slide yesterday, you know, once people kind of realized it seemed like, you know, it went from having a crowd of, you know, 100 people watching to out of nowhere, you've every hill around and everywhere people could be, people were. And they weren't paying attention to what the guys were doing, the line they were taking, and as they were going through and jumping. So you had people that were standing around in dangerous areas. Heaven forbid, you know, one of those trucks hit just wrong and caught their tire just wrong and ended up end over end, and you be in the wrong spot to be running out of the way, or have your vehicle parked in the wrong spot to be having to try and get out of their way in a bad situation. So just making people aware, you know, paying attention to the surroundings, paying attention to the line that those guys are going to take when they're out doing this, because when they're hitting their jump, they're hitting that jump at 80, 90 miles an hour. You know, they're jumping 50 to 100 feet through the air, you know, and coming in and landing hard. You do not need to be in that line and in their way.
Well, I'm watching it on Instagram, and it's really easy. Just Terra Crew.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, these are basically, I mean, they're highly modified. But they're new. I mean, they're like Chevys, Fords, Dodges. And
some of them are. Some of them
are.
And
some of them you can't tell what they are.
Some of them you can't tell what they are because they are so modified. Yeah.
And these guys are having way too much. Well, it's something you'd always want to do.
Oh, yes.
Because these guys absolutely do not care if something breaks.
No. They've got sponsors behind them. They've got money behind them to.
And they race side by side. I mean, these guys.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, talking the etiquette, trail etiquette, when you're going down a hill and somebody's coming up a hill, the person coming up the hill has the right of way.
Right.
You know, when you're going down the hill, you do not have the right of way. You need to get out of the person coming up the hill's way.
Here we're talking 30 feet in the air.
Oh, definitely. This way. And jumping 100 feet at 30 feet in the air. And so, you know, when you're out of, when you're in the wrong line, when you're standing, like, because yesterday at Devil's Slide, we were up on the hill and people went down below and got right in the way. You know, they weren't paying attention to as they were jumping and they thought they could cross the line. And so it was a very close call yesterday, you know, and seeing that just it boils my blood. You know, these guys are there. They have their safety people set up. They have the people to let them know. And they did everything right that they were supposed to do. And then you have the people that are just want to got to be in the way, and I got to get closer. And how close can I get? I can't just sit up on the hill over here where I can see everything. I got to get down below and be in the way. Like,
till they land on
till you. Till they get landed on. And then here you go. You need to reach air medical, life flighting you out because you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and you just got crushed by another vehicle that's jumping, you know? So, trail etiquette, it's definitely key. Paying attention to your surroundings, knowing where you are, knowing what's around you and the desert that's around you, knowing the people that are in your group. And also communication is key. Rugged radios, making sure that you you have your radio. We were with Desert Cleanse Project yesterday. We each had our own vehicles, so we had our radios wherever we went. We could talk to each other, you know, talk some trash as we're going along, trying to pick up some trash and find. Oh yeah, I saw that one too. You know, so it's a good time. It's a great time. There's nothing like the experience out there, but at the same time, be mindful, be respectful of others and what they're trying to do. And
do you ever invite Terror Crew out to your event?
A couple of times we have, yeah. We use them. I use them to post and promote our stuff.
They do a lot of.
They do a lot of, yeah. Fernie from Fern's Barbecue does most of their social media, and he's an awesome guy. He's born and raised out in El Centro.
I just watched a video where a guy had a brand spanking new Bronco laying on his driver door.
Oh, yeah.
And they just pulled it over. Straight. There wasn't a hill in the area. Big dummy.
No.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be my new favorite site, because these guys are, geez, look how high up in the air this guy gets.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them, too. They've got a national, they are not just a color, they have a national following, and they travel all over, so.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, what's his name, Pastrana?
Yes.
Has his...
Nitrous Circus.
Yeah, Nitrous Circus.
These guys would be a part of that if they could be.
So when's your next cleanup?
Next weekend. Is Painted Gorge. The weekend after that's not a cleanup, but it's a fun event. I've been texting Bo Nice back and forth. We're going to have
Tierra
him
del
on
Sol.
For Tierra del Sol Desert Safari is going to be the following weekend after that on March 4th out in OW. We will be back in OW. And in my opinion, we'll be on the fun side off the 22 near Truck Haven and the obstacle course.
Right.
The
Jack in the Box from right here.
Where you're
well,
at.
They'll be at KUSI next a week from, well, this coming Friday.
Yep.
And, you know, so if you just tune in about 6:45-ish, there'll be a representation. Then I'll put it on my YouTube page so you can take a look at that, and we'll have all the incident. But you can also go to either TerraDelSol.com or STORC.org, you know, whatever you want to do.
Unfortunately, couldn't get their permit with the state parks. State parks couldn't guarantee that they would have availability basically to be open because they couldn't guarantee the staff, and if they couldn't have the staff, then they wouldn't allow their permit and they wouldn't allow their run. So unfortunately, there's no actual course or run this year along the same
lines. You can just freelance
too.
It, can't you?
Well, yeah, you can freelance it.
Of course.
And there will
Ed will be there. He'll be the one with the funny hat.
If you need help, I have lots of maps of OW, Ocotillo Wells. Come see me.
Well, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people there saying, hey, if you want to go out, follow me.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot.
You'll do it. And Ed'll do it. Lots of people will.
I'll be
do
happy
it.
To give you an OW map, and I'll be happy to draw a route on it for
you. Or even
you
go out with
OW.
Them.
Yeah. Well, I'll be stuck at the booth all day working.
Yeah, make Ed do it.
Yeah.
He drinks too much.
Okay.
He needs to stay under the tent for a while.
I need to stay hydrated.
He had to work the Friends of Ocotillo Wells booth all day yesterday. He didn't get to go play
until
it was done.
I wanted to go out and pick up nails.
So that's why he got hammered.
We hit...
Look for buried treasure.
We hit five campfire rings yesterday, and I was very happy and pleased. We did not take out very many nails. We had our 36-inch magnet, our 3-foot magnet, and we took it out and around, and I actually didn't even get our mound was about half the size. Usually I can take a 5-gallon bucket. This probably would have been about a quarter of a 5-gallon bucket that I got. So I was really impressed.
I'm not going to mention the name because I'm going to correct it next week when I get back from Texas. But we bought a bunch of pavers for dog kennels. You don't want to know. The dogs literally destroy these pavers.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why. So they said, okay, we're going to bring them out. You're going to get 5 pallets of pavers. And you can just keep the pallets, just take them to the desert and burn them.
Oh.
That's what they told my wife.
Oh.
So I need a sign or something from SDORC.org that states, do not take pallets to the desert. And I will physically go down to that company, and they're huge, and put one right at the cashier where you check out.
I will make you a sticker.
Thank you.
I mean, is that enough to not make? I mean, my jaw literally dropped when she said that. Well, it just goes to show you these people don't know off-road. Because would we talk about how many nails in a pallet and screws?
90.
90 nails and screws.
Yep.
I mean, yep. It was so, and what was ironic, that's why it's going to fit perfectly. The guy that was helping us went to sit down, but something made him turn around and look, and there was a board with three nails sticking up. He almost sat on it, and they were like 4-inch nails.
Wow.
So I'm going to use that as an intro. See? Yeah. If you hadn't looked, guess what?
Oh, man. Totally.
90 nails. So, yeah. So, folks, if you have a, you know what? Get your little handy dandy saw out and just cut it. Cut all the boards that are in the middle out. Anything with a nail in it.
Go drop it off at any.
Yeah.
At any.
Recycler.
No, I was just going to say at any store. Store, any Walmart, Albertsons, yeah. Vaughn's, any of those. Go to the back of it and drop it off. They reuse them. They reuse them. They're expensive.
Yeah, don't even
Nails
cut
are
them
expensive.
Up.
Plywood, yeah. Or the wood is expensive now. It's a commodity.
I was surprised that, you know, they charge us, you know, $6 a pallet.
Yeah.
But you don't want it back. You don't want it back for recycling. I mean, I can't imagine. You can't buy a new pallet for $6.
No, they're much more expensive than
Heck
that.
Heck yeah, especially
much
the good
more
ones.
Expensive.
Thinking about building my house out of them. But that's another story. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. So, Ed had news you can talk about or no?
Well, I was in contact with Yamaha about the grant that we've applied for, and they were interested in how we could get the word out. And we talked about maybe putting that Yamaha gave us money for the reflectors on a kiosk. Mm-hmm. So I talked to Neil at the BLM, and the Mile Marker 6 kiosk, Audrey, that's right where our base camp is for the fun run.
Yep.
He said that they just redid that a few months ago, and that's not available to put stuff on. But he said there was a kiosk at Mile Marker 2 that I didn't know about.
Yep.
He said that one could use some refurbishing. And also they would like to put a kiosk, what he called a Huff Flats. I believe that's the dip.
That's the dip.
I never heard it called Huff Flats before.
Me neither.
I think that's the dip. Anyway, he talked about putting a kiosk over there, which would be a good thing to do. So we could probably get on that kiosk and the Mile Marker 2 kiosk.
Yeah, San Diego Four-Wheelers redid the main kiosk at Mile Marker 6 in December right before their event. They supplied everything, did everything for it, went out there and put up a whole new kiosk. But if they need help definitely with Mile Marker 2 and or the dip, I would love to be associated with both of those.
You know what's funny is Yamaha, I said we were talking about putting signs on the fence, and maybe we could add Yamaha to those signs, and they said, no, we don't want to be associated with that. At first I thought that was weird, and then I thought about it, and they don't want to be associated with a fence. You know, being like locked out of a place.
So, ask them if we could put STORC Dirt Radio in their place. Would they be okay with it?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind being associated with the fence just because.
No, if I can save lives.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Why would you not want to save lives?
It's the military and respecting the military and everything that they have
exactly.
involved in actually running and their training exercises out
there's
there.
There's too many lawyers at corporate.
There's so much putting. It's a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, too many lawyers.
Ed, speaking of that, did you want to share your... Are we still waiting until this week? Since it was official, unofficial.
For Yamaha?
Yeah.
It's like we're not quite at the announcement stage, but we're...
You're close.
Okay. Yeah, we're almost
All right,
there.
So we won't bring
it's this,
that up.
It's this week.
So I sent... Neil Hamada was interested in the permission slip that I'd gotten, that I'd sent over to Yamaha. So it all looks good, but I think we'll wait till we know for sure, and we'll make make a press release. And
where are we at with the train crossings and all of that? You know, where you can go underneath the trestles.
I don't know. Do you know about that, Audrey?
It's in the planning department.
Still?
It's still in the planning division. Some news is about to come out in the next month or two from ASA, American Sand Association of Boardmanville, with a little bit more of an announcement.
Because he would
My
be
understanding is the is it's still a dispute as to who is going to own it, because you have to maintain it. So nobody wants to maintain it. Nobody wants to be responsible and liable for it. Because once you take on the maintenance, you are then the owner of it, which means you are now responsible and liable for it. So anybody who gets injured, anybody who does whatever, it has to fall under your insurance. It has to fall under your. So
I will say again. Too many lawyers.
So Imperial Sand Dunes is what we're talking about with that, and that's with the train track crossover and make Glamis safe for a safe crossing, because there's over 40 miles where you legally, when you are in a side-by-side or a sand rail or a quad dirt bike or any type of off-highway motor vehicle whatsoever, you legally cannot cross the train tracks for over 40 miles. You have to get off and walk your bike across at the 78 crossing, which is near the Glamis
Beach
Store.
That'll get you killed quicker than riding across.
Or over by Ogilby. When you're at Ogilby, you have to get off and you have to push your bike across to legally cross at those two locations.
Which one's going to get you killed quicker? Pushing your bike across or riding it across?
Pushing your bike across.
Thank you very much. Who wrote this law?
Yes.
Good God.
So the
BLM should take responsibility for the crossing.
Yes, and what we've been working on and trying to do, it's been a very long process now. It's been going along for, it happened in 2010 is when they took it apart. 2012 is when it like really became that they're not going to do it anymore. And they took out in between Wash 10, Wash 17, and Wash 32. Yeah. You used to be able to cross underneath at those washes. The culverts were built specifically to buggy go through it, and a sand rail could fit through it easily. Plus, they're required by law with the Pacific Railroad. Do they have to maintain those culverts for the flash floods? It's not that often we get the rain, but when we do,
so it doesn't wash away the tracks.
And it doesn't wash away the tracks. Those have to be clear and free. They're supposed to have a 6-foot opening, 2 6-foot openings.
And shouldn't that be maintained by the trains?
That is supposed to be maintained by the Pacific Railroad. And the Pacific Railroad is the one that closed them off and shut them down with the Bureau of Land Management.
Until the rains come and wash away their tracks.
Yes.
Then they'll sue the government.
Because right now there's like a 2-foot opening. I think it's I think it's a 2.5-foot opening.
Yeah, it's really small. I looked at it last month. Yeah. It was super small. I wondered what it would take to dig it out by hand.
Nah, you get a bulldozer or you get a bobcat.
It would take a long time. It would take a lot of work.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather do it with a piece of equipment than I would
I guarantee you there are several people out there. There are several contractors that go out there that own their own construction companies. Let alone Boardmanville has the equipment at Boardmanville to maintain it themselves.
We could do it with Boardmanville.
Yeah.
There's a $5,000 canister buried in the bottom of this wash. First person to get to it keeps it. You don't think the flat sand wouldn't fly? Man,
people would be out there so fast.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, seriously, because $5,000, you couldn't clean that culvert out for $5,000, right?
Right.
So you put it in a canister, you drill a hole, bury it, cover it all back up, and say, go for it, kids.
Yeah.
And let the kids do it, not the parents.
Definitely.
Wouldn't that be a fundraiser?
Yes.
What about if we bury a dog toy and have the dogs go down there and dig?
No, the dogs don't care. Let's give it back to a charity, kids. Get the kids out there. Get them little shovels. You could really... Hey, seriously, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome. Yeah.
By the way, hey, Ed, did you ever know Joaquin Arnett? The Bean Bandit?
I don't think so.
Race motorcycles, drag by... He used to do an event once a year, him and his wife, and they'd make burritos, and they'd put a blue M&M in the burrito, and they said anybody that bought, when then he would sell burritos at his fundraiser, and anybody that brought him the blue M&M got $500.
Oh, wow.
Sold out every time. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed him on radio, and I said, did you ever put a blue M&M? He says, you can't put a blue M&M in a burrito. It melts.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. How are you going to find a blue M&M?
But he sold so many burritos. He says it finances his race team. I thought that was.
Oh, my God. How
and I've always had that in my head. You know, if you want to get something done, bury some. I mean, you got to have the money in there. Otherwise, yes. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be amazing.
But he didn't. Nobody ever got a blue burrito out of their the blue M&M out of their burrito.
That's crazy.
I know. So, I thought it was pretty smart.
If you don't have plans coming up the next couple of weeks, by all means, look us up. Go onto our calendar. We've got Painted Gorge next weekend. We've got Ocotee Wells, Tierra del Sol the weekend after that. I'm going to be out in Glamis the weekend after that. So literally every single weekend, I've been out every single weekend for the last month and a half.
Yeah, geez. What's your gas bill look like?
Oh, let's not talk gas or mileage.
Oh, by the way, folks, as old as I am, it took me all of 3 minutes to... re-register for my
and renew your membership.
My membership. Yep. It's so easy to do. You're going to be blown away.
I just did my $35 membership renewal today.
I did mine today as well. PayPal. It even says, hi, how you doing?
Yep.
Thanked me.
Yep.
How come you had to pay $35? I only had to pay $25.
You did a single one. I did a family for me.
Oh, I don't
my
like
husband.
My wife.
Oh, see. I did a family.
Actually, I should have done a business because, hello, Racer Radio.
Yes, you should have done the business. You could have written it off.
I know. I'm going to come back.
You can write it off.
I can go back and redo it. I mean, hello. It's like you can't throw money at you people more than once.
We accept all forms.
I've never seen you guys say, no, we don't want your money.
$25 annual, $35 family, $50 for a club, and $100
for a business.
And we recommend if you're any
club. And
that's
once.
Any person in San Diego, if you go off-roading, by all means,
you need to
become a member. A $25 membership, it helps us pay for our lobbyist. Right. Kathy is interested in coming in next month. As soon as the bills close, she's going to come in and give us a review.
Oh, cool.
Yep, she's totally down for that. Excellent. We're going to have Senator Brian Jones in, and we're going to be talking about his bill, the Red Sticker Program that we've been working on in the state of California and renewing the Red Sticker Program and how that's going to go. There's just it's nonstop in with what we do, the different fights and everything. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had Ocotee Wells, all the Rangers were there. The head ranger Andy walked right up to me, and he's like, SDORC hasn't been here in a while. Mm-hmm. When are you coming back, Audrey? And I was like, well, let's talk about this. So we need to get back out to Ocotee Wells and do some sort of run or something.
We
down
talk
there.
About it enough.
We talk about it enough, right?
Interesting. All right, Ed, go play in the sand.
Yes.
And
we'll ride my three-wheeler.
And hopefully we'll see you next Sunday.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
All right, this is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That river was cold, but we gave love a chance. Yeah, to me. You don't look a day over fast.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.